from WISN-TV Milwaukee. You're one of the most competitive people that I've met. And talking to other athletes in your situation who have retired, that's one thing that they had a problem with after football or basketball, finding something to fuel that competitive desire. Mm-hmm. I don't picture you playing fantasy football or getting in a beer league softball, you know. What are you, have you thought about that? Have you talked to anybody how you transition that way?
I think every individual is different. I will say this, that I have listened to advice in the past, directly or indirectly, and people say, play as long as you can, make them drag you off the field. Well, if I play much longer, they will. So my situation has been different, and not many people have played 275 games. Not too many people have had the career I've had. So it's easy, I think, for other people to say, do this and do that. There's not many people have been in my situation, and because of that, I'm so thankful. But I have to be cautious and looking at it from their standpoint. Will I find something to do that's equal to throwing a touchdown pass in Lambeau Field? I doubt it. Will I find something that's as equal as playing in a Super Bowl or playing in a game in general? I doubt it. I'm not even going to try. As I said earlier, there really isn't a plan. I know that this place and what it's meant to my career is really special, and to think that I can find something to replace that and feel the same. I'm no fool. I know that there's nothing out there like that. So I'm not even going to try. But life does go on. And I will do something, whatever that may be. But it will be nice for a while, I think, to not feel like I have to live up to certain expectations, not only that other people have of me, but that I have of myself. I can just kind of, as they say, ride off into the sunset, whatever that means, you know. Just try to relax for once in my life and enjoy it. And I'm going to steal a quote from Deanna when she said, "Now I thought about this on the way up. See life through the front windshield, not through the rearview mirror." And I think that is so true, so important. I can, and people who know me and have played with me, or coaches that I've worked with, I can recite almost every play I've ever ran, called. I can think of near about every game I've played in. And that's going back to high school. So as I look back, you know, I can't.